Hello everyone, welcome to episode zero of Talk Star Wars Comics. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
And that's Rob Cast you're hearing from the round table.
Yes, I was actually going to specify. I realized as soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, wait, maybe the accent won't give it away.
I thought I just heard that intro today on our own show.
Yeah.
So many Robs on the Commonwealth.
Yes.
So this is our... We've been trying to get to this for a while, haven't we, Rob? And it's my fault, the delay. I haven't been able to work something into the schedule. But we wanted to put together a month. We're both comic book readers. And
yes,
we've spoken about sort of doing a comic book show every month on Talk Star Wars to go out on a Thursday in place of the After Dark Side, where we look at a specific episode of a book. And we thought we'd put out an episode zero in the spirit of introducing the concept to people. So before we get into what the actual structure of the show is going to be, Rob, should we just have a little chit chat about the Star Wars comic books? And because I know you've got a hefty old pull list, don't you, your side?
I do. I've pulled everything from Marvel since the reboot of the canon. So as soon as Disney took over Star Wars, and we've gotten the wonderful news about new movies and everything else, that's where I've started. Issue one of the Star Wars main proper title and everything thereafter. So the Darth Vader title, the Princess Leia, Lando, etc. I read them all.
Awesome. Well, I've been dipping in and out. I haven't gone to the fringes. I'm using inverted commas, but you can't see because I don't have a webcam at the moment.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to sort of Lando and Leia yet. I've taken the big ticket stuff. So I tried early on with the Star Wars title and didn't really enjoy it that much, so I dropped it. Then I picked up Obi-Wan and Anakin and immediately lost interest in that. That was too slow for me. I enjoyed the Han Solo book more than any others, but the minute I picked up Darth Vader, that was it. I was lost in Darth Vader.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah, I think
just finished Vader down.
Yeah, that's pretty much the general consensus. Like, there's for me, I've said this before, but I know there's been the Star Wars one I kind of keep with you. It has its ebbs and flows, and of course, with any run of any comic that's going to be continuous year after year, it's not going to all be home runs. I've enjoyed it. There's been some gems in there. There's been one with Obi-Wan. He's on Tatooine, and you have a young Luke in his T-16 targeting Womp Rats. Like,
amazing.
Yeah. So you do get these little tiny little things in there that are really amazing. But then you get a few storylines that drag a little bit and kind of make you shake your head. But for me, if it's Star Wars, it's almost like the other one, Poe Dameron. It's still being released. The art's great. It's very distinct. It's very unique. It has a good look to it. But I can honestly say, if it wasn't a Star Wars title, it probably would have fell off the pull list.
Yeah.
But just because I'm this deep in, 2 years into these comics now, and I just, okay, might as well, for the extra few bucks a month, might as well keep that one going just to have it.
Yeah. See, I don't want to end up like, I know you're a completist. I'm not necessarily a completist. I can put things down if it doesn't work. And I've walked away from TV shows one episode from the end, which would kill most people. It would drive them mad. But with these comic books, I'm not so invested that I will stick it out and wait for it to come back to form. Especially when I found, knowing we were going to do this, I've picked up a couple of number ones recently, Darth Maul and Dr. Aphra. And I think they really deliver straight out the gate in their issue ones. Really like those books. And that's kind of the second they go off the boil, we might end up sort of discussing what we're going to do on that month's episode of this podcast. And I might say, I'm not reading that anymore. And we'll be forced to move on because if they do drop the ball, there's plenty of other stuff out there. And I don't have the time, and I certainly don't have the resources to be able to consume everything.
Yeah, no. You're very, very fortunate, because myself, if I hear a song on the radio at work and somebody turns the song off before the last note hits, I run home, run to my piano, turn it on, and click and hit that last note because I'm like,
So fortunately, I haven't let myself get there yet. But
no, it's so for me, days. And that's And that's why I stay away. I know Rob, and I've been following his the toy box that he does in his Rob Wade on his YouTube.
Yes.
And all his stuff. And now they have the Talk Star Wars toy box, which is fantastic. I just listened to episode zero. I'm sure they're going to get, you got the Funko Pops. They seem cute. They're really they look great. They look fantastic on a shelf. They don't take up a lot of room, but I can't pull that string because the second I do, I wouldn't be going to Celebration with you next month. Let's just say.
Yeah, that's a big issue. I think at the moment I've got three action figures in this room where I'm recording at the moment.
Right.
I've got a 12-inch C-3PO. Didn't buy the rest of that range. Just him. Ash will be pleased from Sky Hoppers because she's a 3PO fan as well, I think.
Yes.
I've got a 12-inch Watto from the ranges that started with episode one. So it's a little bit different to the 3PO one. Didn't buy any more from that. That was a gift. I didn't get any more of those. And one 6-inch Black Series figure.
Oh, wow.
I don't feel the need to go out and buy everything else to put next to them. I'll only cherry pick the things I really like.
Yeah. Well, you're very lucky because I have to stay in the vintage realm. I got those. I have the entire 1977 run of the New Hope action figures.
Yeah.
And they had the first 12. And then, of course, I had to finish that movie. And then somebody gave me a Yoda. So now I have this Yoda staring at me. And I know he's missing all his other Hoth friends from the Empire collection. I'm just putting that at the back of my mind. I don't.
Yeah, I could see a few of them behind you now, actually, in your case.
Yeah, they're all staring at me right now, and I got that Yoda looking at me like, complete you must.
Don't do it. It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah, but this isn't the toy box. We're stepping on.
No. it certainly isn't. I'm going to learn from those guys. I'm listening to Jeremy, really, because he says
yes.
buying Kenner Classics is a good idea because they're not making any more. So you're done.
Yes, and is it Mark from Blue Harvest?
It is, yeah.
We were chatting on Twitter having a little back and forth, and he's been great because he's been asking me about that Kenner collection. And, he's pointed out a few better places to look rather than eBay, because eBay can be shady at times.
Yeah.
So he's been a big help. They're fantastic over there. I love it.
Good guys.
Yeah.
Right. They're doing a good show. We need to try and keep our show up to their level. So
yeah.
Should we talk about what the structure of this thing's going to be? So we're kind of looking maybe 30 minutes, but once I get a roll on that, it's probably not going to, we're probably not going to stick inside 30 minutes. But this is, it's probably going to be a VIP priority release, this thing. Well, it'd definitely be a VIP priority. I'm doing a thing called the VIP Initiative, which gives the VIPs, like your good self, an opportunity to chime in on the content that we're making. So if they want it fine-tuned, or if they want to get involved, kind of like producers, they can tell us, do you know what, you might want to drop that section, or that section I really like, you might want to spend a bit more time on it. So I thought we'd outline our little framework for the show now, and then as we go, if the VIPs want to get involved and give us a few pointers, push us in a few directions, we'll just fine tune it until we get it right. So I thought every show would probably be a good idea if we after we've set ourselves up, obviously, with an introduction, look at some comic book news. Do you follow much of the comic book news?
I do hear stuff coming down the pipe, but I think I know what you're getting at. There was a big announcement not too long ago
about Vader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vader's back.
That's a fan. I'm so excited about it. Fantastic piece of news. And I was hoping we could get a couple of these episodes nailed down before that's released, so that can be something that we look at when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because the Darth Vader run ended at 25, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Hit the quarter century mark, and it wrapped up, and we got the spinoff with Dr. Aphra, which has been surprisingly amazing, but I'll get to that after. But it's Darth Vader. The entire saga, up to seven, has been about Anakin's journey and his redemption and everything else, and everything revolves around Anakin or Vader or . So it's to just get more story and more story in canon. This is, I can't see a downside to it.
No, I don't think there is. He's the he's the thoroughbred of Star Wars, isn't he? When you think of Star Wars, it's that visage that you imagine. I think most people do.
Yeah.
But to put Rob Wade's cynical pants on for a second, it might also give the storytellers an opportunity to find areas of his story that were not told in the prequel trilogy that should have been. You know, because we spent too much time with Anakin as a little boy. There should have been more. And this gives us an opportunity to see some of that stuff if we see it in flashback, or if we see Vader doing it in his early years, because it starts immediately after Sith, doesn't it?
Yes.
Seconds after Revenge of the Sith, so we should pick up plenty of stuff. Like, not least of all, is the origin of that red lightsaber. That I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, that's going to answer a lot of questions, and we know with the Ahsoka book gave us some answers, and we know with the Clone Wars animated series we got a lot of answers about the origin, how the Jedi obtained their crystals. But yeah, it's something that needs to be told in the universe, and this is comics, especially when you're talking about him igniting a saber. If you're not going to do it on a screen, whether it be TV or the cinema, comic has to be like it comes across completely different than when you're reading it out of a novel.
Yeah. Looking forward to those splash pages.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll cover news. We'll cover news stories like that. We'll cover news of writers and artists that are being brought onto these things as and when we get it. And I don't know about you, but I'm probably going to lean on the listeners a bit for that as well. So people can email in and let us know what's happening and what they think of it, and give us some material to kick around each month.
Well, actually, the VIP, Talk Star Wars VIP Facebook group, I find the second anything hits, my phone lights up.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's fantastic, isn't it? Seeing him breaking down Twin Suns over the weekend.
Yep.
I had three times as much work to do. I had to watch the episode.
Yep.
Then before I could even think about doing anything creatively, I had to work through that thread in the VIP group and get everybody's take on it so that I could then comment intelligently about what has been said. And then I could think about making my own material from it. It's a great place. It's really really thought provoking. It's good to have such an intelligent group.
Yes.
A respectful group as well in there, having decent discourse.
Well, and that's what we noticed too, especially being Talk Star Wars being now a global community. I know you guys receive the movie releases sometimes hours or a couple days before we do here in North America. So that's everybody. I didn't hear anything from anybody about, you mean, any spoilers with both movies in that group, which is nice because you're so paranoid. It's like, oh no. And then of course, the first thread I read about Twin Suns right at the top, spoilers.
Yep.
Do not read the comments.
Yeah, they were a little bit.
You haven't seen it. Yeah,
a little bit more respectful than I was today. I slipped up and put something in the VIP group, and Rob pulled me up on it immediately. So I went back and edited it. But it's okay. I don't think any harm was done. He caught me early enough, so he saved me there.
No, but and again, it's if you know, of course, in general conversation, stuff slips. But it's nice to know when I turn my phone on. That's like, oh my god, I forgot to watch that.
Yeah, bit of a nudge.
Exactly.
So once we've gone through some of the news for the month and any comments that we might have from our listeners, we'll be discussing a particular book. So we'll go through title and issue, and I think what we're going to try and do is give people a month's notice, aren't we? So this is what we're going to look at next month. So when we're going to dive into Darth Vader number one, people will know and get caught up, and it'll be like a book club. Which platform we're reading on? Because I know you read the do they call them flimsies or floppies? What do they call the paper?
Yep, just the regular, just my regular comic pulls, the actual books.
Physical comics. Yep. I'm exclusively digital.
Yeah,
there's no brick and mortar near me that I could even frequent if I, you know, I would want to, in all honesty, if I could. But there's nothing near me, so I do digital. I found an interesting cheat this week. Have you been keeping up with... I haven't stopped talking about it since Saturday. Have you been keeping up with everything I've been saying about the new page on the site, the books page on Talk Star Wars?
Yep.
So I found an interesting cheat. There's now a comprehensive comic book store on Talk Star Wars. talkstarwars.co.uk/books. Mm-hmm. And every one of those books, I've been linked linking to the Amazon.co.uk store.
Excellent. And
in there, you can buy paper copies that they'll send to you, but you can also buy a Kindle edition. And the Kindle editions on Amazon are also available in the Comixology app.
Yes.
And if you link your Marvel app to your Amazon account, it will also be available there. That's how I picked up Dr. Aphra number one. In the Marvel app, it was $4.99. On Amazon, it's $2.99. And
there
I loaded it straight into the Marvel app and immediately saved myself £2. And I got a pound credit from Amazon to use on TV or films. So it's actually really only cost me $1.99 because I've got that credit as well. So,
well, it's fantastic. And I think with Amazon, they're really – it's working – in the best interest for everybody, because they don't have any Prime shipping. They have no, they have this digital thing in their hands, and the more they send out, the better. So,
yeah,
you know, it's great for everybody. For myself, I have a regular, I go to the comic book store every Wednesday and I have my pull list. So I get physical copy of everything. But if somebody is, even if they're going through and buying the Kindle app and say it's something you want, wait till the trade comes out, and then you have something you can stick on your shelf, and you can read the spine, you know. So you can either order the floppies, like the regular comic, if that's how you read them, or if you prefer the Kindle, get the Kindle. And if you're thinking, well, this isn't, I like the immediacy of having the Kindle in my hand, you know, because you get it as soon as you buy it, you can read it that moment. And then say if you're starting a run and you're like, oh, I've never read Lando before, and you buy issue one, well, the second you're done, if you want to keep going, issue two's on your Kindle within seconds. So that's fantastic. And if you're worried about having something on your shelf, wait for the trade paperbacks, because they look awesome. Like, they look fantastic. We should link up something where they can, you know, when you buy the whole Princess Leia run.
Yeah, you can actually, on the page now, you can buy every volume of the Darth Vader, every volume of Star Wars, Darth Vader, Leia, Lando, the Chewbacca run, everything's there. So you can go straight to and buy that volume.
Yep.
And you can buy it in the graphic novel collection, as well as just buy the whole volume as digital.
Yep.
And that's exceptional to have that flexibility.
Well, I know with me, I have, you can see it, but behind me on my bookshelf, I have a ton of trade paperbacks, as they call them.
Yep.
So, and they look great on my shelf, but I got a couple boxes sitting beside me on the floor of all the pulls. I went to my regular comic book store, and they're, once I've read them, they're in there until 10 years from now, and I want to read them again.
Yep.
Yeah. But to have them on the shelf, it's fantastic. And also reference too. If you're on the, if you have it, your books all digitally, or you have them on your shelf behind you, like ready to just, oh, I can just grab this right now, and then
that'll be important for us, I think, as we get into this.
Yeah,
right, to be
yeah,
able to
exactly.
go and see who is the artist on that, who did the colors on this. Yeah, it's gonna
you
be,
got it.
It's
gonna
be quite important. Okay, so once we've discussed the platforms, we're gonna do a bit of a story recap on each thing. So I guess it's probably gonna be whatever book it is we choose is probably gonna be spoilery. So it might be a good idea if you keep up with us if you're gonna listen to the show every month.
Well, the idea you had of like on this show, we'll let everybody know what we're going to do on next month's episode so they can keep up, because there's a lot of podcasts out there that do, okay, we're going to cover this book or we're going to cover this certain thing. Like, and if you're not caught up, you see it on your iPhone and you go, oh, I can't listen to that because I'm not there yet.
That must be so all the time.
Yep, and it's a shame. And then once I do eventually read these things, it's like, okay, when did that come out? And you feel you want to immerse yourself in the conversation, but it's with so much out there now in the Star Wars universe, it's hard to keep up. So we'll let everybody know, like today we'll let everybody know what we're working on for next month, and then that way when we sit down, they'll be nice and caught up once they see it in their VIP email, or once it comes on the actual Talk Star Wars feed, no worries. They won't have to worry about being spoiled.
Excellent. So then once we've discussed the story, the recap of the story, we'll jump into our initial thoughts and we'll bounce off our opinions, which I imagine will be quite different because you're a seasoned reader and I have no patience for anything whatsoever. So that should be quite interesting. And then insights. I think this is quite important because especially when we're looking at something like Darth Vader, the new Darth Vader series, or Volume 2, if you like, coming out in the summer, there'll be that will shed light on a lot of minutiae that may colour the way we see that character and may colour the way we appreciate his story.
Right. And also, too, with having such a very specific show, I do the written reviews for the Talk Star Wars site, and I've been doing Darth Maul number one, and I've done Dr. Apra up to now. I think there's 5 issues out so far.
Yeah, number 5. Yeah.
And I try to stay positive. I mean, you don't want to, like, you want to see what's great in the book, you know. And there's, and when someone's creating something, and we know as podcasters, and we know when we put something out there, it's like if somebody just looks at all the negative, you know, I'm not a Star Wars apologist, but you know, I genuinely like to look at what's good in something.
Yes,
me and too. Really, really highlight that. But I think whenever I start rating comics on this show, my rating might be a little different because we're very Star Wars specific. I would like to rate a book in the Star Wars universe.
Yes.
Now an example. Anybody that reads comics. Anybody that reads comics. What's a 10? What's a 10 out of a 10? You mean, is it the Batman Dark Knight series? You know, so if you're going to hold that as the 10, well, Darth Maul book that just came out was awesome. But is it a 10 next to that? No. No, of course not. But if we hold the Darth Maul book up to all the other Star Wars comics that's been released since the Marvel's new canon, well, you know, that might be an 8 or a 9. You know, like Poe Dameron, he against Dark Knight or your favorite out of universe book, Poe Dameron might be rated a 3, but in the Star Wars, it could reach up to a 6. Like I just think if we keep it, and if I'm rating and I'm comparing it to other books under this Marvel run, it might give a little bit more honest.
Yeah.
Opinion?
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you as well. It can be very difficult to stack rank these things, and yeah, we course, do it all the time. You'll hear Stephen on our main show sort of, he'll push sometimes, what's your rating, what's your rating? And I don't like to stack rank, and I don't like to give things a point rating because it's too wild. What I think might be a 9 out of 10 for Stephen might be a 2, and often probably is.
Well, I'm sure he would, he would compare everything to Avatar.
Yeah, he would. Yeah,
every movie ever released is compared to the number to a 10 Avatar, when somebody else's 10 might be The Godfather. Somebody else's might be New Hope. Who knows?
Exactly. And this for me, because I've been a comic book reader since I was a boy, it's very difficult for me to say, can I compare, like I'm looking at the image of Darth Maul number one now, can I compare Darth Maul to the Daredevil Born Again run or the Dark Knight graphic novel?
Yes.
I can't do that. Because those things are different. It is like then comparing Avatar to The Godfather.
Yes, or Avatar to Star Wars.
They're not. And we know what a fool's errand that is.
Yeah.
They're just not. They're not the same. They're not even the same sport. So you can't. You can't compare those things. But I will be, when we rate these comic books on this show, I'll be judging them, as you say. I'll be judging them on their own merit, as in terms of entertainment. As an issue on its own, because this is what killed Obi-Wan and Anakin for me. I don't think they work very well as self-contained entities, whereas I read Dr. Aphra number one today, and I think it worked very well as its own little story. I'll be rating it on not just its writing, but its art, because they are hand-in-hand for me when I read a comic book. The art can destroy it for me.
Yes. Well, also, too, I've mentioned in the in my written reviews for Dr. Aphra, the writer does an amazing job because he lets the panels speak the action sequences, if that makes any sense.
Exactly.
So he doesn't have to put in a zap, pow, zang, or have a little thought bubble with, we see it. It's on the page. He has a fantastic rapport with the artist and the colorist. Like everything, it works. And sometimes, sometimes you'll pick up a book and then they'll take this lovely artist one panel in a book, and the artist did such a great job, and then they got to clutter it with thought bubbles.
Yeah.
When there's no need. You know, the picture says 1,000 words. There's no need for two more.
No, so you're exactly right. And it's onomatopoeia is as an artist's enemy, isn't it? When you're putting that vroom across the screen and it's eating up panels. And I found that in the Dr. Aphra book this morning. The first couple of pages, I was thinking, well, there's no dialogue. It's all being done visually, and I'm not being told a story. But obviously, I was being told a story. And there's a reveal, without spoiling Dr. Aphra number one, there's a reveal in the first couple of pages. I'd been led to think one thing, and almost immediately I was shocked when somebody took their mask off and, oh, that's not who I thought that character was. And I hadn't been sucked into a comic book like that in a long time. For this was genius, because I just accepted that that was what I was looking at, and then I had the rug pulled out from under me. So I think the Dr. Aphra comic to me now has set a stall out, and that's going to be one, that's going to be a title I need to follow.
Well, and when you approached me about doing this show, like, it was a great idea. And the Dr. Aphra book, like I said, I'm not saying it's the holy grail of all comic books, but for me, now we're seeing characters independent of the TV shows or the movies. Dr. Aphra and her dad and the Wookiee and the two droids, they have similar, but they're not. It's not like Chewie, Han, and Luke on this adventure, or Leia with her friend on this. There's no anchoring character. So this is Star Wars, brand new, with brand new characters, and it's still holding its own, and it's still holding my interest.
Yeah, it's nice to see a story being told in that world, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Without having to, Luke's going to show up in this panel, and then Han's like, which is great, but I'm really encouraged by seeing this.
I am too.
Carry on.
I'm hoping that what will happen is, if they do drop in a story that has an impact on canon, we'll say, oh, that's well done. And the rest of the time, it's, I can breathe easy, because I don't have to worry if anything happens to this droid, because it's 000 and not C-3PO. I don't have to worry about what the ramifications that has on another aspect of the story later on. It's perfect. It's the perfect opportunity to get into the Star Wars sandbox and play.
Yes. Well, that being said, anybody listening, well, we won't say any more on it, but up to issue 5 that's currently out now. It's fantastic. It'll be lots of Easter eggs for everyone.
Yes. And you'll find all of Rob's reviews. The pull list is on that books page I was talking about. So on talkstarwars.co.uk/books, where you'll also find new episodes of this show. Everything will be aggregated onto that one page. So, along with audiobooks and the regular novels as well. The novels that just have words and no pictures, which are ridiculous. What are we going to do for episode 1 of this podcast then, Rob? What title should we pick?
Are we going to look at the Darth Maul title?
Let's look at Darth Maul. That would be fantastic. Yeah, episode 1, good place to start.
Sure. Yeah, and book 1. And are we going to do, obviously book 2 will be out before we record. Are we going to do the books up to as far as the recording, or are we just going to look at
let's just do number one,
okay?
Because it'll give us an opportunity to get our feet under us on this show, won't it? So we'll do number one, we'll apply this little formula to number one, and if we find when we're recording the episode that we might have a bit more time, then the next one we record, we can factor that in and maybe look at doing a bit more.
Fantastic.
It'll give people an opportunity to see how this is all going to work, including us.
Yeah, and with the Amazon widgets and everything you have put up, there's no excuses. So
yeah, no excuses.
Darth Maul number one.
Yeah, use that link on the Talk Star Wars page and pick up your digital books there and keep up with us in our little reading club.
Outstanding.
So as we're coming up on the half hour, it's probably a good opportunity to sort of wrap this one up and say, the end of the show structure for us will be final thoughts about the book, and then we'll rate it, and then we'll look into listener comments and feedback, which is where you guys come in. You can use our email address, talkstarwarsinfo@gmail.com. That's talkstarwarsinfo@gmail.com, and send us your opinion on what you're seeing going on so far, and maybe any news that's impacted you in the month we've been between shows. That'll be great. And also you can hit us both up on Twitter. I'm at Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
And I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter. And also, if you like, every week I tweet out my a photo of what I've pulled every Wednesday. So if I have a bunch of people I tag in that picture. So if you're interested in what's going on or what's on my nightstand, just let me know and I'll add you. It's a tweet that's going on anyway. I'll add you.
What a great idea! That's awesome. Yeah, I like a little look at that. You get a lot of comments from people like the comic book community, don't you? Sort of. Great pulls and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and also too, you expand interest in what you're in any projects you're doing. Like it's fantastic. Like it's like, oh, well, you're reading that for what? Oh, well, let me tell you about this Talk Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Please do that. Yeah. Please go out and shill for us. That would be awesome. Well, look at us. I think we've come in around about the perfect runtime for a show like this at 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So look out for this. If you're a VIP, you're going to get this immediately. Otherwise, this will be out, I think, in a couple of weeks. We've got an After Dark Side. You've got your roundtable issue, episode 3 is coming out next week, I believe, isn't it? The 30th.
And we had Troy from the Nerd Room and Rob from Generation X-Wing.
Yeah, awesome guys. Troy, was it Troy or Tim?
It was Troy.
Oh, was it Troy?
Oh, no, sorry, it was Tim.
It was Tim, wasn't it? Yeah, Tim. I've been talking to Tim a lot recently. What a great guy. What a cool guy.
Yeah, fantastic.
And very methodical as well. I think I'm going to learn a lot from somebody as organized as Tim.
Yeah.
No, great stuff. I've heard it, obviously. It's great. And I'm very much looking forward to the next couple of roundtables. There's something special coming up, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I think, well, yeah, we got something on the burner anyway.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. That's us done for this week. We'll work out things like intro music and outro music at another time. But we just wanted to get this laid down to let you know what we're planning. Okay. Don't forget, check us out on Twitter. I'm at Talk Star Wars. Rob, you are.
Sorry. I flipped that, didn't I? At Robert MM Cast.
Superb. All right. We'll see you guys next month. Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Find us at starwarscommonwealth.com alongside
The Tumbling Saber Podcast,
The Generation X-Wing Podcast,
The TSW Roundtable,
The Skyhoppers Podcast,
and The Nerd Room Podcast.
Head to starwarscommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world.